It's rare to find a young married lady commanding a ship crisscrossing the Atlantic multiple times each year. Now imagine the story takes place in the 1600s. It's how this family built their wealth and became one of the richest clans in America. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
It's in the streets, at the Capitol, around the park, inside the museums. History comes alive this summer at your not-so-far-away getaway, Springfield, Illinois. Experience events of historical magnitude June 15th through August 15th. Costume interpreters, Perry musical performances, and even appearances by Abe Lincoln himself. It's time travel fun for the entire family. Call 800-545-7300 or go to visitspringfieldillinois.com for great getaway packages. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Frederick Phillips came to the lower Hudson Valley in the 1640s. The Dutch controlled the area at the time, and Phillips immigrated from Holland to settle in what is today New York City.
He was a carpenter for the colony company that ran New York, and very quickly realized that there was only a certain amount of things he could do as a carpenter, but there was a lot of things he could accomplish as a merchant.
Kimberly Fluke says he began buying and selling cotton, slaves, tobacco, lumber, a vast array of items. His wife was very involved in helping her husband grow their business, something uncommon in many countries of that day, but not for the Dutch.
In the Dutch system, if a woman got married, she was almost definitely going to keep her maiden name as opposed to taking her husband's name. She did not need a male partner to purchase land or represent herself in court, and she often had a profession of her own.
Margaret Hardenbreck was Philip's wife. She traveled extensively across the Atlantic, managing the ship and cargo that her husband's business was trading. They accumulated vast wealth.
Their local holdings in the Lower Hudson Valley are 22 miles of Hudson Riverfront property, about 200,000 acres of land.
They owned another 200,000 acres of land in North America and the Caribbean. When the English took over the Dutch-controlled Lower Hudson Valley, Phillips actually benefited.
One of the things that really helps them out is that the English king at the time gives them a title. So Frederick Phillips I becomes the first lord of the manor of Phillipsburg, so now he has status and wealth.
As rumblings of a revolution grew, the Phillips family soon had to decide whether they would remain loyal to the King of England or side with the rebels urging independence. The story of what happened to the family is next time as we travel the countryside in Yonkers, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.